Hello, you're listening to another episode of Moral Ambiguity Blood Money. When we last left off, you guys discussed what to do next over breakfast. Brox Faircuttle, the head of the Fellowship of Innkeepers and liaison between all the guilds of the city, arrived and asked about the manor's future as a business, and you guys decided on a bakery and beer hall. Brox noted down to get into contact with the Baker's Guild, the Council of Farmers Dash Grocers, the Guild of Butchers, and the Vintners, Distillers, and Brewers Guild. He did suggest that the spellcasting members of the party should sign with the Watchful Order of Mages and Protectors, as it is required if you're an innate spellcaster. You guys then set out to receive some items that you had made, which includes a pair of +2 gauntlets, a dragonbone dagger, and a bandana of shields. Brox then suggested that you guys meet up with the Harpers, a semi-secretive organization, after you had inquired about adventuring guilds around the city. You learn from a rogue on the streets that you should speak with someone named Mert, who is currently at the Lightsinger Theater in the Sea Ward in Private Box C.
Wait, what was the name of it again?
The Lightsinger Theater?
A theater!
Theater!
We're going to the theater?
I walked into that one.
Directly into it.
After learning this information, you went back to Trollskull Manor, where Jack changed into an outfit reminiscent of a character from What We Do in the Shadows.
Theater!
It's very ostentatious.
It's very ostentatious. Congratulations on season 3 of that show starting filming. Dating this, and me making that reference, dating this podcast.
Yeah!
And fantastic.
Alright, so you guys make your way down from the North Ward where Trollskull Manor is, and down into the Sea Ward, searching for the Lightsinger Theater.
Yeah. My outfit is so ostentatious, you cannot walk next to me on the sidewalk. I take the whole sidewalk up. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Okay, I turn to Vareth, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I've been zoned out for like the past hour. What the fuck are we doing?
We're going to the theater!
Theater!
Yeah, but why?
I'm trying to find the Harpers.
Do I have to come?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want adventure?
Do you think I should come to a high-class establishment like the theater?
Aren't you high-class? Like, aren't you from a high-class family?
Yes, and that's why every time I go into a high-class place, I fuck it up.
So, how about you just sit in your seat, enjoy the show, and do nothing else. Wrap a scarf around your head if you're worried about getting recognized.
I have never heard a sentence that fills me with so much, I want to say anger, but I feel like that's not a strong enough word. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to the theater, but I'll be in the theater.
All right, that's not a good sign.
Jack, do you have anything that can help me be stealthy?
I do. I'm not giving it to you.
You know me.
I do.
I will crack immediately.
Yep.
And do you want to be counted as an accomplice?
I mean, you can say anything you want. I actually don't think I have anything. I could make you up and make you look like someone else.
Yeah.
I can do your makeup.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. And then I'm going to pour Balgura venom all over you. So that'll make you stealthy, right? No? Okay.
Uh-oh, Feladel says, I don't think that's how that works.
It's fine. I have a white goo labeled Mother's Milk. Will that do anything?
Wow. That is some session 2 or 3 shit.
Yeah, I have all this stuff written down, man. I still have the vial of laughter tea, which is non-magical. I gotta get rid of this bottle of vampire's blood. The only thing I have is I have a disguise kit. So I can, like, do your makeup and make you not look like you. So
you don't have the vampire's blood. Don't I have the vampire's blood?
Yeah, that's why I said I had to remove it off my list.
Ah.
So I'm going to make you not look like you, so a functioning member of society.
You know what? Sonya looks like a better member of society than fucking you do.
Excuse me.
You are.
I do believe you are looking at my theater outfit,
the
sir.
The peak of human perfection at the moment. You're right. Yeah.
I am the best it gets.
Literally the living embodiment of a hangar before like an airship takeoff is what you are dressed as.
That's not very nice.
All right. So, all
right. Well, now my feelings are hurt. All right. So I'm going to do Sonya's makeup right there, I guess, in the middle of the street.
Look, I mean, in an alleyway.
Yeah, you can probably duck into an alley.
Do you want to look nice, or do you just not want to stand out?
Yeah, not want to stand out. Maybe you could. I mean, I'm assuming it's like you have disguise things, right? So it's like if you can change me up, it's like maybe not look like an elf.
So yeah, I mean, I could round your ears out and with some putty.
Different skin tone.
Let me look and see what all a disguise kit has in 5e, because it's like, okay, yeah, it's a pouch of cosmetics, hair dye, and small props. So yeah, some small props will do some temporary dye in your hair. We'll give you theater makeup, but not like ostentatious theater makeup. So you'll look like you belong there. As for your clothes, I can't do much about that. But we can at least do this much. So do you want me to roll disguise kit?
Yes.
Dungeon Master? I was talking with Matt. Okay. that's an 18.
Yeah. You're able to apply the makeup without any issue at all.
So the idea is that Sonya is supposed to look fairly non-conspicuous.
Yeah. Okay.
You might still stand out with your monk robes on, but that's what I can do.
In a theater, not so much. It could just be a costume.
Fair. Yeah. All right. To the theater!
Theater!
Wait, Verith. Do you want me to make you up?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
I have some nice lipstick.
No.
Okay.
Fine, I guess.
We head to the theater.
All right.
Excuse me. The theater.
Theater.
Okay.
I gotta get my notes out
because I forgot to pull my notes. I had to pull out everything but my notes.
Dang.
Because I need to write down exactly who we're looking after because I'm gonna be asking that.
Mert. It's just Mert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
M-I-R-T.
What's Mert's, like, what does he look like?
I don't think we got told that.
I don't believe you were, but I can tell you what he looks like. One second.
I mean, I thought we were given like a, hey, you're looking for a human or like, and that's what I meant. Like, do we know if we're looking for like a human or an elf or a, was any of that said or is it just go meet Mert?
I believe it was just go meet Mert.
Yeah, let's just go meet Mert.
He is go meet Mert. I'll try to find a dude named Mert. That's cool.
He is a human man with kind of a twisty mustache.
He's Dick Dastardly.
In an upturned, wide-brimmed hat.
All right. So we go to the theater.
Theater.
And I go inside the theater, and we sit and watch theater.
Well, first you come to you find the theater. It's a three-story tall building.
Hmm.
When you enter in, you know, the main lobby area. There's several doors that lead into the auditorium itself. And then off to the sides are spiral staircases that go up, presumably up to the next two floors. There are there are some ushers standing by the doors, dressed in very, very nice clothing. And there is a there's a small booth between the two doors that you enter in where you can purchase tickets.
I will go up to the ticket man and say, yes, we are looking for a man by the name of Mert. Would you happen to know where he may be located?
Mert, let me check the list.
Big M, little I. Little R, little T.
Well, he is a big man for sure. And he flips through a little notepad that he has on his desk and he just says, ah, Mert, your name?
Strahd von Zarovich, at your service.
I don't see you on the permitted guest list.
That is a shame. Would my friend, Mr. I look at the gold piece. Who's printed on my gold piece? Printed on my gold piece?
I believe the gold pieces have dragon visages printed on them.
Would my friend, Mr. Dragon, and his three Drake friends be on that list, perhaps? And I slide four gold in front of him.
He says, he kind of looks down at it and then back up in you and says, I can't accept this. I have to make sure that Mert is, protected. I don't know who you are.
Understandable. We're merely here to speak business. We heard that he might be working for an organization that we might want to join.
And Sonya decides, like, okay, hang on. And it's like, she very discreetly takes off her gauntlets and hands them to Vareth and then steps back. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to handle this. And then she pushes past Jack and goes, my apologies, dear. My associate, he can't contain himself sometimes. Doesn't understand. You know, it's his first time out in quite a long time. I do believe we do have remaining tickets here. They were under the name... My apologies. They should be under the name Whitmore.
Whitmore.
Or Whitmain. Fuck, I forgot what I call... What's Sonya's name? Hang on.
It's your character.
Nope, Whitmain, that's it. Whitmain.
Whitmain. Oh, yes, there are some tickets here purchased at the courtesy of one Brox Fairkettle.
Yes, what? See, thank you. My apologies. Sometimes it just gets so mixed up. You know, we try to be a bit discreet in these outings, but you know, sometimes they help just get things a little wrong.
I don't say anything and just kind of stare at Sonya like,
They slide over an envelope and inside are enough tickets to get you into the theater. And the ticket vendor says, third floor, box C.
Thank you, dear. Come along now. Chop, chop.
When you look
Earth
at the...
just rolls his eyes and follows.
As soon as we are out of earshot of the dude, I grab my gauntlets back from Vareth and be like, don't ever ask me for shit again.
That was weird. I don't know whether to be disgusted or intrigued or both.
Both, all right. Both is good.
Yep, probably. All right.
So we're doing it. That's why I didn't go. I don't like doing it.
That was weird. All right.
As we're going there, do I see, I know how theaters work. There's got to be ways to, like, you know, the backstage and stuff like that, right?
Not generally up by the box seats.
No, yeah. I mean, before we hit, the stairs, usually there's, like, sides off because you're too, like...
Make a perception. What's your passive perception, actually? I think that's just let's 10 plus see. Your perception mod.
It is.
16.
There are a couple of doors that lead to side passages that might lead to backstage, should you explore.
Yeah, I'll go look down there. Give the guys a good double guns. Have fun.
All right.
This is going to blow up in her faces, you know.
Yeah. In her face, I don't know who that person
is. Ilfeladel says, do you want some backup?
I look Ilfeladel up and down. It depends. Can you make yourself look a little bit more... outdoorsy?
Do we want to say that this conversation here happened outside, so I can say that I made up Ilfeladel as well, since he wasn't really here to...
I was going to say, Ilfeladel knows disguise self.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. That works.
He says, one moment, and then just like with a wave of his hand, you see as his black robes are changed out with something more of an outdoors sort of almost like a hiker's getup. Is this appropriate?
Let me think. Okay, we're probably gonna be trying to pass off as like not stagehands. Fuck, what's the word?
Extras?
No, the people who work, but like behind, like on crew? The stage, but crew. Yeah. So you're probably gonna want something that's like toned down, but also a disguise self that's like, you know, I've already got the physique of someone who works out, so it makes I could probably pass off as people who do like the physical labor. That's what you're gonna need, though. That's what you're gonna need. Basically, look like someone who would look like the opposite of what you usually look like.
Gotcha. And he casts Disguise Self again. To... This time he looks like... He looks like the owner of the Yawning Portal Inn, Durnan, except with his... With Ilfeladel's face.
That's weird. All right.
You know what? You look like the exact type of person that this job is perfect for. Yeah, let's go. This is great.
All right. So I guess you guys are split up now. We'll go with Jack and Verith first. So you guys make your way up to the third floor, and it's not long until you find just a door with a golden plaque that says Private Box C emblazoned on it.
Okay. All right. So I look at Verith after you.
All right. I open the door and go in.
The door is locked.
Oh. Wait. And then does our ticket say Private Box C?
Yes.
Okay. I knock on the door?
You just hear, "Bah!" Who's it?
It is I, Strahd von Zarevich, here to watch the play with my ticket that says this box is ours.
Oh man, there's like a voice on the wind as Sonya, as this is happening, Sonya kind of cocks and goes, "Fuck, maybe I should have told him that my family might be there. Nah, it'll be okay."
You hear,
oh no.
One second. Ugh. And then he hears footsteps ambling towards the door, and it opens up, and you see this fairly large man, again with the upturned cap, the twisty mustache, and like shoulder-length curly hair. He's got a big fur coat and then like this fine like bard's jerkin. He says,
"Hello.
Oh, you must be. You said your name was Strahd. I don't recall that name." But he looks over at Varith and he says, "Your name is Vargas."
Varith.
Right. Now, just so I can, can I just see your tickets real quick?
I hand him a ticket.
He looks over and he just says, "Right, this checks out. Okay. Well, welcome to Lightsinger Theater. Tonight's opera is The Fall of Tiamat. Do any of you speak giant?"
Do I speak giant? I think
I do not.
Fairly certain the answer is no. The answer is no.
He says, "Ah, well, it's still a beautiful opera. You won't be able to understand it, but it's still very, very moving."
I'm sure beautiful singing is beautiful singing.
In any language.
I watch my anime unsubbed.
I'm going to post in miscellaneous resources just like what your guys' view is from here.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that is really, really fancy, actually. That's good seats.
So as he leads you in and you guys take your seats, he just says, "The word from Brox is that you're looking for..." Wait, aren't there supposed to be more of you?
They may be along shortly. They had some business to attend first.
Ah, all right, fair enough. According to Brox, there was some, you guys were looking for some work.
Yes, we were hoping to, gain a foothold in the adventuring business in the city, and, we were told you were the person to speak to about it.
Well, the Harpers are less adventuring and more... keeping powerful items out of evil hands. But you're just in luck. There's a brand new job that just came in about, I want to say, a 10-day ago. Up towards Neverwinter, a mysterious pyramid appeared out of nowhere.
I see.
I see this. I'm sorry, Varith.
Varith stifles a laugh. Like,
kind of side-eye Varith. Like, I
see.
Sources are not sure how it appeared, but it's outside. Well, it's inside the former town of Thunder Tree.
We've had some dealing in Thunder Tree before.
Oh, really? Oh, right. You just see, like, the sudden realization hit him. He just says, "You saved the Tukrele children that went missing up near Mount Hotenu."
Correct. Yes.
Oh my god, the microphone's squeaking.
Sorry. I'm really sorry about that, you guys. I need to get a new mic stand.
Mert says, "You know, actually, now that I think of it, that's right around the time that pyramid showed up."
No relation, no idea what you're speaking of.
Roll a deception check.
I don't know if I'm actually good at that or not. So
I was gonna say, does he? Because it's kind of
What if I do a flip before I say it? Can I roll acrobatics instead?
Yeah, any way to distract someone from the worst way you said, "No, I'm not suspicious."
No, I actually am better at deception than I am acrobatics. That's a 16. I didn't roll very high, though.
He absolutely believes you. I rolled very bad on insight.
I just kind of look at him and shrug. Mm-hmm.
Well, interesting. So... you said you were looking for work. That's our newest job.
What's the plan? Do you want us to plumb the depths and find the treasure and make sure there are no artifacts for the evil to get their hands on?
We did hear something about... Hang on, I got to think about this. This is one thing that I did not plan.
This podcast is not sponsored by the NFL's litigation team.
We were recording this on the day of the big game.
That game?
The big
this game.
The big sports ball game.
No, it's the big game is this game. It's why it's so big. It's why it's so important, because it's this game.
This game. Are
you talking about the time when all the commercials come on?
Yes. Mert says, we did pick up strong necromantic energy emanating from inside this pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful necromantic energy. We're thinking possibly either a lich or a mummy lord.
That's not great. Any information on one way or the other?
Well, a mummy lord, in at least as far as I can recall from my own adventures, far easier to destroy than a lich. Because a lich, you need to find a phylactery and destroy that to actually destroy the lich.
Correct.
Mummy lords don't have a phylactery.
How do you destroy them then?
Lots of damage.
I just laugh. I was kidding. That was a joke. So you're banking on it being a mummy lord because a mummy lord would not be as deadly to the town.
Yes.
Hmm.
But in the case of a lich, if you need backup, you can always count on a harbor.
I'll keep that in mind. So give me one second here. So, my brain is like in a fog today. My bad.
You're good.
Well, I suppose that shouldn't be too much of a big deal. I mean, if they're both undead, I kind of tap Verith on what I'm assuming is his breastplate that he just wears everywhere. We have a holy man with us who might be able to do something about that.
I can try.
I have a few tricks up my sleeve as well, so we'll see. And maybe someone who can do something else about it. We'll see. Yeah, we have a couple of different options for that. So it might not be a bad idea to try.
Is that all the details then?
Yeah, that's about what there is. Mert will say, we did hear that both the Xanathar Guild and the Zentarim also have interest in this pyramid.
Oh, yippee.
Zentarim, you said?
Yes.
Have we heard about them
yet? Yeah. Is that you had infiltrated their hideout to save Rhaenyra Neverember.
Okay. Yeah, that was the same group who kidnapped Neverember. I remember them.
You're the ones that saved him as well. Realization just flashes across his face.
Guilty as charged. We do what we can.
Oh, this is great. Oh, the Harpers, I'm sure, will let you in no problem at all.
Well, let's see what their politics are. And we'll do this job and consider it a trial. And depending on how it goes, we may consider joining or we may not.
All right. Well, that's as far as the mission briefing goes, I suppose. Now let's sit and enjoy the opera. It's about to start.
Yes, the theater.
Theater.
Sonia. You are in a side passage with Ilfeladel, who looks like Durnan, kind of. Where are you going?
We're gonna try to find our way backstage.
Okay. You make your way down this corridor, this carpeted corridor. You see a bunch of pillars that kind of line the hall, and they're all trimmed in this brilliant golden sort of golden rings just up and down all of these pillars. And eventually you do make your way to the door that leads to the backstage area.
Ah. Not jail, Phil. See? Knew we'd find it. Try to open it.
It opens without issue.
I'm going in.
Alright, and when you're in there, you see a bunch of the cast members of this opera in brilliant dress. A lot of them look like shimmering chromatic dragon scales. And one of them turns towards you and says, "I'm sorry, do you have any business back here?"
Yeah, see, it's me and my friend here, we was hired in to help with the, you know, the boxes and stuff, and then he had to go pee, and we kind of, this big look got us lost. Can you point us back to the... Ah, damn it. I thought all my fucking theater knowledge would help me, but I've forgotten what the fucking person who's the head of the bat crew is. Damn it.
You beat me. I know shit about the theater.
Yeah. He's the head of security? I guess we'll just go with that.
Make a deception check. Make it with advantage because Ophelia will help you.
And Philadelphia just does a little dance in the background.
Yes, baby!
What'd you roll?
Oh, that's a natural.
Nice.
Plus my deception makes it a 21.
Shit. I should point out the leader of the stage crew is the stage crew head.
The head. I was trying to remember what it was called. It was like the head. Damn it.
Okay. This person says, "Yes, they're where would they be? I don't know.
I mean, they'd be in the back, not like, you know, there's the part that's the immediate backstage for where the actors are going to be going in and out, and then there's like right past that is stage crew who are going to be helping with transitioning with effects, you know, like the pulleys and stuff. And that's probably where he'd be, and then there's like the back. I'm trying."
You're kind of cutting in and out, by the way.
I'm sorry, I need to talk louder.
All right. They will just point you towards the back of back.
And that's where we go.
All right. Now let me come up with a random race and name for this dude.
This is going way too smoothly.
Octopus, you're going to name him
Reginald. Got it in one.
Ultros and need someone to help him play.
Look here, you gotta go to the rafters and you gotta push the 10-pound weight down onto the actor's head.
Man, the longer we stay here, the more I'm thinking my plan of slowly influencing the Dungeon Master to just get me to redo the opera scene from Final Fantasy VI is seeming less and less likely.
I've never played Final Fantasy VI, so...
Oh,
damn it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know, I hear it's a very, very good game.
Educate yourself.
Oh, maybe I'll stream it. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Six is the one with
stream the pony version.
Kafka, right?
Yeah, Kafka.
That's what I thought.
It's 3 in America.
You in the back of backstage, you find the stage crew head, who is a halfling man.
Okay. I gotta figure out exactly what I'm saying.
Can you get a little closer to the mic?
Let's see. Okay. We're looking for Mert. Mert.
Then yeah? He. Yeah, you're looking for Mert.
Mert. All right. Damn it. Okay. Damn it. I really didn't expect myself to get this far either. Okay, yeah. I'll walk up to him.
I still don't know why you did this in the first place.
I told you. I heard play, and I thought, I'm going to try to do the fucking opera thing.
I bet she's an agent of chaos.
Fucking, but who fucking our DM's never seen one of the fucking best fucking never played, apparently. One of the best video games of all time. One of the most fucking popular video game scenes, the opera scene. So the entire plan I had just fucking gone.
But why did you have to do that?
And it also didn't help that I didn't think Mert would just be at the fuck, like, would just fucking be there.
I love when I just execute a plan flawlessly.
Right?
And then Sonya goes and does a thing.
You wouldn't be there if it wasn't for me.
I would have gotten in.
Oh, yeah. You fucking with the fucking. You with the Queen Elizabeth fucking dress on. Would have totally made it through the door stealthily.
I didn't know. I would have made my way in. That's all.
I mean, we've already got the info we need. All your shit at this point is unnecessary.
Yeah, I know. That's why I feel bad, because I'm like, because it's like, you already got the info. There's literally no reason for me to be here.
Well, you don't know that, so yeah, have fun.
I guess, like, I try to pick a time when he doesn't look busy and go up to him and be like, oh, hey, sir.
He looks over at you. He just says, don't know ya.
Probably not. We're with the back crew. We were supposed to, they were having some stuff and we delivered it and the guy in charge didn't exactly tell us what we need to do once we were delivering it.
Do you have the stuff with you?
No, we delivered it. He told us to go find some guy named Mert and help him out with that, but he didn't explain like who that was. He just said it was a guy with a mustache. We don't know. Do you happen to know him?
Hey, he frequents the theater a lot. He wouldn't be back here, though. He'd be in this box.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're going to the box to help him? Is there, like, some kind of special passcode we can use to let him know we're, like, help? Sorry, we're new here. We just got hired. We're temporaries.
He just shrugs and says, I don't remember hiring you, but my memory has been hazy. It's just not. Do you have tickets?
I mean, we were hired. I don't remember us getting tickets when they told us to. No?
I don't. Hired help just here. Can't go into a private box.
Yeah, that's why it was weird to us too when he told us to do it.
Oh my god. You have a ticket in your pocket. What are you doing?
But why would the hired help have tickets? You don't have tickets to the fucking backstage crew. That would be fucking weird, man.
Oh, man.
All right, right? You don't fucking...
Well, maybe you get... Maybe you get... Maybe you get...
fucking usher that has the tickets for the
movie. Maybe you get comp tickets because it's your day off. Like, come up with something.
It didn't. It's like asking the fucking film projectionist when he's like, hey, I need to go do the film projectionist. And the guy in charge of the theater goes, well, do you have tickets? And he's like, no, I'm the film projectionist. Why would I have tickets? In fact, if the film projectionist did say, why, yes, I do, that'd be sus as fuck.
Ah, gotcha.
Have you never heard of the concept of comp tickets?
Yeah, but that's not for people like... That's not for... That's like, you know, it doesn't
matter. It doesn't matter.
We're just going to go. You know what? He said where to go, and he told us, and he gave us permission. So we're going to be able to.
Yeah, if he said, if he wanted you here, then go see him.
Okay. Hey. I'm assuming he gives us the, tells us where he is, which is going to be
third
the exact
floor, box C.
All right. It's fucking, a pool he'll fill out, and as soon as we exit back into the, like, the main area, I'm like, son of a fucking bitch.
Little fellow Hill says, yeah, I don't understand what the point of that was.
I didn't think he'd be there. Aren't we supposed to be looking for someone? I thought we were looking for someone, like, not important.
And about that time, a blonde-haired girl climbs onto the balcony and da 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 da.
It's supposed to be me.
Da da da.
See, I thought like my was that like okay, those guys are gonna go up into like the main high society and there's gonna be cruising and they'll try to find him. And like I was trying to go back way and try to. I when they say he visits the theater. He didn't mention that he visits as a patient. He visits as like, you know, oh, he's crew-wise or something. Or he like talks with like, stars or something, right?
I can't hear Sonya over that.
You are singing right over Sonya.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just think it's really funny.
You get where I'm coming from, right, FL?
Yeah. On a certain level, I guess I do. Really, let's.
So
yeah, let's just go.
What we're gonna do here is we're gonna steal everything that's net nailed down, so that we at least say we got away with something.
Let's not do that.
I have a bag of holding.
You're still cutting out like at the end of a bunch of words.
I have a bag of holding, and they didn't check it when it came in.
But if something's missing from a pedestal,
are you guys hearing that too?
Yeah, you cut out a bit every couple of words, Nick.
It's
I think you're
like right at the end of the word too.
I think your auto filter in your Discord is really aggressive.
Yeah, I'll switch back to talk to push to talk. We're in a theater, right?
Yes.
There's like stuff on the walls, like paintings and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one and put it in the bag.
Oh, God.
And can we have one fucking adventure where Sony doesn't completely fuck it up?
And then no.
Mark down 25 gold worth of art items.
Wait, and someone just lets you do that?
There's nobody in the side passage except for them.
Oh, my God. All right.
So eventually, Ophelia and Sonya make their way to Mert's private box, and you guys, I'm assuming, fill them in on what Mert had told you.
I like the idea that just as they get to the box, we walk out like laughing, ha ha ha, like it's all over.
Oh no, it's not that quick of an opera.
What about an intermission then, at the very least?
It won't take that
for like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay,
what happened with Ophelia and Sonya happened simultaneously with Jack and Vareth.
Okay, that makes... Yeah, you're right. I wasn't thinking of it, about it like that. I guess, yeah, we'll fill Sonya and Sonya and Ophelidel about what happened.
And as you guys sit and watch the opera, while the language is a barrier to you guys, since you don't speak giant... or understand giant, you do manage to glean the story from the fantastical displays and costumes on the stage. You learn of the Dragon Queen's fall to Avernus through grand artistic expression.
Ooh.
And after about 2 hours, there is an intermission. Mert stands up, stretches, and just says, "Oh, I love this opera. I've seen it at least 3 times.
Yes, it is. It is fairly good. It's surprisingly good for not being able to follow it
via the language.
Ah, that's what I like about it so much. You're able to understand the story, even if you don't understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the next 2 hours will be her many attempted rises from Avernus to take over the material plane.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
You know,
I look at Sonya.
That sounds like honestly, I'm not saying this is Sonya, I'm saying this is me. The concept of someone making a play out of a fucking language out of a fucking the most obscure fucking language and using it to make an opera sounds like the most fucking theater thing I've ever heard.
Mert says, yes, the next 2 hours will be... Oh, wait, I already said that. Her many attempts to take over the material plane, blah, blah, blah. You know, once, long ago, when I was adventuring with, do you guys know Durnan? Have you been to the Yawning Portal?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, he was a part of my adventuring party way back when. And we actually had a clash with Tiamat, or at least one of her many avatars.
That's, really? That's quite the feat.
Yeah, it was it was near what's now the Anorak Desert.
We had a clash with some Tiamat cultists when we were saving the children a couple of days back now.
Yeah, the North seems to have a strong affinity for Tiamat.
That's not great.
Kind of like saying a place has a strong affinity with terrorism.
No, it's an evil god. Like, it's not a good thing. It's not designed to be a good thing.
I think the closest... There have been Tiamat cultists here in Waterdeep before, but the most recent I've heard was actually up in Redlarch. Many months ago.
We stopped by there for cornerstones. We hadn't heard anything like that. We didn't stay very long, though, so...
Well, yeah, like I said, it actually might have been a year or two ago at this point. Tiamat did appear at least once and then was struck down.
Interesting.
By a draconic god that I've only heard of when... I've only heard of a few times. Varz Malus.
Do I recognize that name? I mean, I recognize that name. Does Jack recognize that name?
Not being from the Forgotten Realms, no.
Okay. That's fair. Interesting. Is a burgeoning god, or is this a new one? Or is this an old one coming back?
I think the latter.
Interesting. An old god coming back.
An old god coming back and then striking down the evilest of the dragon gods.
Yeah, that can only be good, I suppose, but still, some of those old gods are unknowable. And Eldritch, they could have their own reasons for it.
Yeah, I always thought it was Bahamut that took her out.
Initially, yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, mortals have struck her down many a time during her numerous attempts to break out of the hell.
The hell. Interesting. Were they looking for something in Redlarch? Do we know why they were there?
Yeah, I can't recall. I think they were just performing rituals. And they just happened to settle in Redlarch underground somewhere.
And where did this Varz Malus go? Does anyone know where he went? Or they went?
Unsure.
No one saw them leave or disappear? Or... That's odd.
I do recall Acquisitions Incorporated being involved.
We've been hearing that name a lot recently.
Big adventure and company. They've been operating out of Waterdeep for nearly 10 years, just over.
What do they pay?
I wouldn't recommend working for them.
Why not?
Very dangerous. No benefits. And at least according to one of them, you're an intern for a very long time.
That's not fun. Oh, so they're the McDonald's of adventuring groups, is what you're saying.
Whatever the hell is McDonald's is.
It's bad, trust me. Okay, well. We will keep that in mind then, I suppose.
Oh, the theater's starting. The theater's starting.
Theater!
The opera's resuming soon. Let's have a seat.
I'm going to remember that I actually have Comprehend Languages, and I'm going to cast it. You don't mind if I boost myself so that I can understand what's going on. Is that fine?
Sure.
All right. I cast it and do my best to hide the larger ears and giant mouth that it gives me.
All right. The opera continues. This does cover some of Tiamat's attempted rise, seemingly ending at above game, where I think Horde of the Dragon Queen. Yeah, I think that's the last one.
What? How much of this would I think would be actual history, and how much of it is embellished? Like, can I glean facts from this, not being from this world?
You might be able to.
What do you want me to roll for that? Insight?
Roll insight.
That's what I would roll. I mean, that's what I would say roll. That's not great, it's a 10.
Yeah, you think some of it is truth, but a lot of it's just, you know, showy opera.
Okay.
Real, like, gussied up for the show.
Right. Any actual facts about Tiamat that we might be able to exploit if we ever have to, like, fight her or anything like that? Or does it just seem like it's just flavor?
Any actual facts against Tiamat?
Yeah, just, like, weaknesses or, like, anything like that.
I doubt it's that in depth.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would be, but you never know. You know, there's always a glint of truth in a show, so
you're unable to glean anything like that.
Okay, just got to keep an eye on.
After those secondary 2 hours, the cast take their bows, the curtain closes, and the theater just erupts in clapping and applause.
I very politely golf clap.
Yeah, you just see Mert just. Oh, every time I see it, it's such a great show.
It was very interesting, especially being able to understand what they were saying.
Oh, trust me, even if you understood what they were saying, it wouldn't change a thing. It's still fantastic.
That's fair. Mert, it's been a pleasure. Do we come back? Well, how best could we find you when the deed is done?
I actually have a mansion nearby.
Okay. Fairly well. Farewell then. And I guess we will head out. I'm assuming he gives me the address of the mansion.
Yeah. And as soon as I find that out, I'll let you know where it is.
That's fine. I mean, does Ivaladon know message? We could just message him.
I don't think he does.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't own it, which is weird. I would assume that I would have it. But I don't. It's not a warlock spell.
Hey guys, I'll be right back. I gotta hit the bathroom.
Gotcha. Yeah, go for it.
Now that the opera is done, what is your next move? It is currently, I'll say, about 8 p.m.
I say let's go back to Troll Skull, rest up for the morning, and then head out first light.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's a plan.
And Philadel says, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And you guys make your way back through the many streets of Waterdeep up to Troll Skull Alley and into Troll Skull Manor.
That's our manor. Yay!
Now, is there anything you want to do in the manor before bed?
I make a show of finding a nice spot on the wall and in front of everyone, pulling out the painting and hanging it up.
So you guys just watch as Sonya pulls this painting out of nowhere.
God damn it, Sonya.
I would ask you where you got that, but I already know the answer. Did you get caught?
I feel if I did, I wouldn't have the painting, right?
Then, I mean, knowing you, who knows? I will... Sure, as long as you didn't get caught.
A fellow that says, dang, I can vouch, I didn't see anybody around.
All right.
What I'm going to say is that we went into a fancy place with a lot of expensive stuff, and the thief came out with jack shit in his pockets.
I mean, I did get us a job, so, you know.
It's so hard to get jobs around here.
Yeah, as soon when we make the money off this job that requires us to go to the pyramid that you created that we were going to do anyway.
We also got like three other things we need to do.
That just say you're welcome.
No.
Actually, no. Say thank you. My bad. I will say you're welcome. You're right. I am very tired.
You're welcome.
It's very hot in this cloak.
I brought some fucking decor to this place. You're fucking welcome. All right.
It looks hideous.
Casimir, who's sitting at the bar, will just look at it, look up and down, and just say, "I think it looks pretty neat."
Yeah, it's all right. Nothing wrong with it.
Little dusty, but that can be taken care of.
If it's from the theater, then it's probably like a painting of like whatever that shit from the Forgotten Realms, whatever the play was about. That's usually how.
Yeah, it's a painting of a brilliant brass dragon.
Ooh, brass dragon! I don't think I've ever seen a brass dragon. Well, okay, I go take all of this incredibly hot gear and go to bed.
Do the rest of you do the same?
I mean, you know what I'm doing.
Yep.
Wait, what are you doing?
You haven't figured it out yet, so.
I really have not. What, I know you're doing something weird.
I'm not doing anything weird.
All right.
There's a part of me that kind of wants, that really wants to just kind of like go out and raise hell just to fucking spite Jack. You know what? I'm going to spend my night at the tavern, seeing if I'm just like, can I just say I spend it there, just kind of like hanging around, see if I can get any like hints and stuff on like work or you know.
Where are you hanging out?
The pub.
Which one? There are several in Waterdeep. I'm assuming
the whole night. I'll do a fucking pub crawl. See, and just kind of like, you know.
Okay.
A one person pub crawl.
Well, dude, you don't want to join. Ilfell, you don't sleep either. Do you?
You didn't ask me if I wanted to join.
You said the first year, like, I am tired and want to get out of this dress was the things you said, right?
I mean, yeah, I can take off the clothes and put on regular clothes and go pub crawl.
Would you like to go pub crawl?
I mean, I guess. We do have a lot to do tomorrow, though.
Yeah, that's why I was asking Ilfell, because me and him don't need to sleep.
Oh. Yeah, but you'd still be hungover. Maybe it's not the best idea to do it tonight.
I have poison immunity.
That doesn't stop you from getting hungover. I guess technically it does, doesn't it? Fuck.
Yeah. It's we.
No, fuck it. You don't have to deal with hangovers. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, that's why I was like, yeah. Yeah.
Also, by my own rules of my character, I can't get drunk anyway. It just doesn't work for me. So that entire conversation didn't happen. I just go to bed. Fuck me.
Now you got angry at me? And now you're like...
Well, you didn't ask if I wanted to go. Do you want to go? No.
Wow.
Good night.
Okay.
That was a hell of a thing.
I forgot to mute my phone, apparently. Oops.
Apparently.
Here's the thing. Looking it up, you can't even get drunk, so there's no point for you to actually go upon a pub crawl.
No, I said I'm going to be spending my time kind of just like seeing if I can... Basically spending the night going from pub to pub, because I can't spend the whole night in one pub. That's fucking weird and sad. So I'm just going to go from pub to pub and kind of, you know, like chilling out, see if I can get any, like, you know, what information can I? I basically am information gathering is what I'm asking to do. It's just gather information.
Okay. What did I? Jack, I think I just had you roll d20s for info gathering.
Yeah, I think so. Or, I would use insight.
Yeah.
Or perception, depending on what you want to use.
Are you eavesdropping on people, asking them, or wringing it out of them, I guess?
Eavesdropping, trying to be civil about it. We're going to be here a while. I can't, like, just bulldoze my way through.
And what specific information do you want?
Let's see. Well, the first would be any information if anyone's heard anything about the pyramid, since we are going to be going back. And the second one is just like any job, any, like, you know, work, any, you know, any shady things I've been hearing. You know, like, oh, hey, someone's hiring for some shit down at the docks. No ask, no tell. Kind of, you know, stuff like that. Jobs.
Okay, make me a perception check.
22? Yeah.
22. You do hear some people talking about the mysterious pyramid that appeared up near Mount Hotenno. I actually just looked up the spelling. It's Hotenno. You hear them talking about it, and you hear them like, oh, I really want to go explore it, but I'm just not strong enough. Who knows what could be in there? And you do hear someone say, I heard that guy with the flying snake tattoo said he was going to, he said he was going to go in there. And then he said if he gets anything from it, he'll share it with us. And that's all you're able to glean with that perception check. As far as, like, work goes, you haven't really come across anyone that's shady but open about that.
Okay. Do I have to roll again to see if I can find out anything about a guy with a snake tattoo?
You can make a, just make a history check. Sonia?
7.
How much?
17. 17.
17. You know that given your previous interaction with the Zentarum, the flying snake tattoo is a sort of like a brand for them. This flying snake tattoo usually symbolizes when somebody is in the Zentarum.
Hmm.
Hey, I can probably tell the guys we're going to end up fighting some dude from the Zentarum. Or a lot of dudes from...
Which I think we knew kind of already, maybe?
Yeah, Mert told you that members of both the Xanathar Guild and the Zentarum have interest in the pyramid.
Right, right. But it's good to know that there'd be someone directly there. Like, we know that there's someone going that way.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Cool. I think that's all the information you're able to get out of this pub crawl.
Okay.
So you amble your way back to... you amble your way back to Trollskull Manor and go to bed. Or meditate, rather. And then, the next day, you all wake up. Who's first? I'm assuming it's going to be Jack again?
Actually, Verith is down in the main area.
Okay. So Verith is downstairs first.
I'll come down fairly early in the morning, like just as the sun is coming up.
Okay.
Does he look off?
Make a perception check. Or what's your passive, actually?
Yeah, I think this would be more passive. So it'd be 10 plus 11, so 21.
21. Well, what does Jack notice? How do you
have a passive of 21?
I have a perception of 11. My perception modifier is 11 plus 10.
I thought your passive was just your wisdom bonus.
No, passive perception is your...
it's 10 your, plus your
wisdom. Yeah, it's bonus. Like taking a 10 from older games. Only you don't always get to control when you get to do it.
Wait, hang on. What is just your flat wisdom bonus?
Flat whiz?
Yeah.
Would be 3. So it would be 13 if you're just going by just basic whiz.
Yeah, that's what it is, I think.
Is it? No, well, no, because I'm looking on the sheet.
Hold on. Yeah. Are you proficient in
yes.
Perception?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, that does add then. Okay, I didn't know perception added on.
It's one of my talents. It's one of my things I have, like, what do you call it? I get extra bonus to it for being a rogue. That's why it's plus 11. No, it is literally your perception bonus plus your plus 10.
Only if you have a perception as a proficient skill. I'm literally looking at my roll 20 thing, and it is 10 plus my wisdom modifier. If I click perception like it's a skill I'm proficient in, then it jumps up to 19.
Right. But yeah. I am proficient in perception.
Yeah, so. It does say 10 plus all modifiers that normally apply to the check. So that would count, yeah. All right. So, Verith, what does Jack notice?
Just that I obviously haven't slept.
Okay.
This is the second time, right? I mean, it's been a couple of weeks since we played last. This is the second time he's shown up. This
should be the second time you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like you're not sleeping as in, like, you're taking levels of exhaustion? Like, that hard? Or are you talking, like, dark circles under your eyes?
Just dark circles.
Like, okay.
Like, no, I'm not taking levels of exhaustion.
I'm going to... As I'm coming around... Him. I'm gonna cast Detect Magic as I'm just kind of walking around him to get to the bar.
Okay.
I'm just kind of looking at him.
I just kind of
focus a bit.
Would that trigger it? Since
I legitimately don't know what's going on. I like as a player, I'm just thinking what I would do at this point. Like, maybe you're hexed, maybe you're cursed. That's my reasoning. That's what I'm thinking.
Non-character knowledge. It's an invocation.
Oh.
So I'm wondering, would Detect Magic actually even register that?
I think it would.
Well, then my eye is going to light up like a fucking Christmas tree.
1 second.
Interesting.
If that's the case.
I mean, it depends on the invocation, right? Most invocations are magical abilities. Like what I'm doing right now is technically an Eldritch invocation. It just lets me do it whenever I want.
Yeah, I think, I'll say you're able to recognize it.
What is it?
I believe the official name is Aspect of the Moon or something like that. I no longer need to sleep, and I can't be forced to sleep by any means.
Jesus.
To gain the benefits of a long rest, you spend all 8 hours doing light activities, such as reading your Book of Shadows and keeping watch.
I was going to say, doesn't detect... Like, he should know that there's magic going on and what type it is, but he won't know, like...
Yeah.
It's coming from a...
I would say that I probably won't... I wouldn't know by looking at your eyes that you can't sleep anymore.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that. You would just know that, hey, something... Verith has some weird magic shit going on.
And he might have an idea since he's also a warlock. Like, it'd be a similar kind of magic.
Could I detect, like, some kind of specific energy type? Or, yeah, like, a brand?
Something like that. I'm not sure what school of magic that would be. Because detect magic will tell you the school.
Right. So the school would be warlock. I guess. I just sort of come around the bar.
Well, why wouldn't it come up as, like, pact magic, since that's what invocations come from?
Well, I'm just thinking warlock in general.
Yeah.
Right, but I would think pact magic would have its own signature from, like, enchantment, illusion, divination. Yeah.
Well, Jack doesn't know, like, Jack didn't know what a warlock was. Like, Jack that's just fair. Has these powers. So, like, game recognized game is what I'm trying to say.
I think would count as transmutation magic.
Okay. So
that would make sense.
Jack is going to lean against the bar, or like lean away from Verith and just kind of stare at him a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You all right there?
Real quick, outside. Have you just been focusing on me?
Yeah.
Okay. Before I answer, Raven calls right behind you.
I turn around.
You see a raven.
I was hoping it would make you jump or something. Like,
I just like startle and look over. One of yours?
I reach my hand out and he jumps over. Yeah, it's mine.
Cock my head a bit to the side. Your magic all right?
My magic's fine.
Okay.
That was the most sus way you could say that.
What? I'm not gonna, if he doesn't want to tell me, I'm not gonna force it out of him. Well, I'm not you, Sonya.
Dang, it's real funny. The way you said that was really funny.
Like, if I thought it was something to be worried about, I would be asking more questions. As it stands right now.
Well, the way I'm playing it is he hasn't fully realized that this is part of the deal.
Okay.
So he understands it's related to the Raven Queen, but he's not sure exactly what it is going on either.
Interesting. So I'm going to look him up and down. Is there anything new other than that? Other than that aura?
You would probably see a book radiating magic that has a small raven on the spine. Just looks like an old weathered book.
I haven't seen that book before. Is it a new tome?
Yeah, I woke up and it was next to my stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me see it. Gotta look
would
at
he
it.
Would he be able to read it? I'm not sure how that works.
I don't think so.
You took Pact of the Tome?
Yeah.
I can find out. I don't think I can because I'm not Pact of the Tome, but I can look at it. I mean, I can, like, physically look at the book.
Yeah, it just look like a bunch of weird, like, eldritch shapes.
Well, let me see. Hang on.
I think it'd be much like if a wizard tried to look into a spell book that wasn't theirs.
It doesn't say I can't. Like, it just says that it's a book of shadows and it has spells in it. So I could. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it. If you'll let me borrow it for a second, I'm going to open it to a page. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at it and realize I can't read it. I'm going to cast Comprehend Languages. So my ears get big and my mouth gets really long, like the corners tear. And I put my fingers on the letters and try to read it.
All right. It's written partly in Draconic and partly in Elvish.
Huh. Okay. I don't know either of those languages, but I have comprehend languages, so... is it spells? Like, is there like, arcane sigils and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And I look back at Vareth as I'm reading it, like, just kind of put my hands on it. These aren't cleric spells.
No, they're not, and I can cast them. I think that dream I had was more than a dream.
Yeah. I think it was. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I don't feel bad or different. I mean, other than I'm not sleeping. But I don't feel like I haven't slept.
Come here. I'm going to grab you by the arm. Come here. I'm going to take him outside. Or no, I'm going to take him out into like a spacious area where we can try something.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hand out.
All right.
Say Eldritch Blast.
I do that.
Do you cast it?
I would say probably, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a cantrip. Yeah.
Who did you make a pact with, Vareth? That's magic. That's magic like what I'm do.
She rules the Shadowfell?
Would I know who that is? Well, of course I would. We've had this conversation before. That's the Raven Queen.
Yeah?
You made a pact with the Raven Queen.
Yeah.
Why?
I have my reasons.
Okay. You tend to just do you, Vareth, and I respect that, and I understand that. You have a good head on your shoulders most of the time. Maybe drink a bit too much, but who am I to judge?
I mean, look who we hang out with.
Fair. As someone who... You know what I'm going through. You know what I'm dealing with in a lot of this. Be careful. And if you need talk, I'm here.
I gotcha.
I don't have a firm grasp on this whole thing, but because I don't, it's a little bit more complicated, I think, in my stead.
Also, but, there's another wrinkle.
Okay.
She wants me to kill Strahd.
He's dead.
Apparently not.
Okay, look, just because I name myself Strahd when I go out does not mean that I'm Strahd.
I don't think she's referring to you.
How is he not dead? We murderated him fucking super hard.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because by all rights, that's something that should be already done. But, you know, she kind of rules that shit, and she says he ain't dead.
Do I need to start putting magic circles on the doors? Are we afraid he's coming this way?
Didn't say. So, I mean, a little paranoia goes a long way.
Fuck. Yeah. I think from now on, every night, Jack is going to wait 30 minutes after everyone else has gone to bed. And then he's going to put a magic circle on two of the entrances to the house, the main entrance and like the secondary entrance, just to put those down.
Okay.
To prevent people from coming through the doors, it's specifically to prevent undead from coming through the doors. Well, okay, so it requires powdered silver or iron worth 100 gold pieces. I ain't doing that every night. So fuck it. I guess we're just not gonna know. That's too much money. I can do that like one night if we think he's coming.
Right.
Like if we think he's near, I can maybe do it. I'll start putting feelers out and see if I can make some contacts and figure out if they've heard his name recently that isn't me.
Right.
Because that's not good.
Yeah, I'm still confused as hell by it because, like, we watched him die.
Yeah, I mean, vampires.
We had his bones and then we burn him. Well, they got burned.
Is that what we did? Did we burn them?
No, they got, I think, if I remember correctly, that was one of the skeletons that got.
Oh, no, that's darts. Up. Isn't that darts?
We have darts.
Oh, no, that darts is darts.
Is, this is Strahd.
No, you're right. Darts is still with us. I thought we'd taken him down to the.
Does that mean his soul's somewhere?
You know, that was my next guess, but, like, you'd think he'd be able to come over and take his body back over then.
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to find a way here. Or maybe he's still stuck in Barovia as, like, a specter or something.
Well, as much as I don't want to go back there, it looks like we may have to.
Man, no, fucking no. God. Number one, how are we going to get there? Number two, fuck that. I don't want to go back there. That's a nightmare. It sucked.
That is very fair.
Let him come to us. If he really wants fucking revenge, we'll kick his ass again. You know, fuck
why
him.
Why doesn't the boss just fucking come to us? We travel the fucking world looking for him.
Let him come to the pyramid. We'll fight him in the pyramid.
What a sign on the pyramid. All boss welcome.
Yeah.
Come get your shit rocked.
Boss tournament. Come fight the Moral Ambiguity crew. Fuck, man. I'm not going anywhere near his dumbass.
I love this.
Fuck him. Well, but if that's your mission, we'll keep you safe till then. Be careful.
Yeah, I'm still just trying to figure out how he's still alive.
If shit starts to get weird, I think we probably come back inside by now. If shit starts to get weird, let me know.
Before they come inside, can Ilfell cast, like, minor illusion or anything that can produce, like, sound?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have talked Ilfell into letting me take Strahd and set him up so that I can play Strahd's bones like a xylophone, and as soon as they come in, I'm playing his bones, and he's cast a minor illusion to make it sound like a xylophone's happening?
Absolutely, yes.
I immediately noticed because you hit the same rib twice and got two different notes.
Somebody gets fired for that blunder.
I just cross my arms and look at Vareth like, really? This motherfucker? He's gonna be a challenge? We're literally playing his bones like a xylophone.
Playing spooky, scary skeleton.
Spooky.
That's bullshit. There's no way. I don't trust it.
Fuck him. So are we going to head for the pyramid then, guys?
Oh, yeah. This would be the morning. I was thinking it was still the previous night. Yeah, that's my plan.
All right. Sonya, how long do you play the xylophone on
Dark? It's just for like a minute.
All day long.
A little bit. You know, it was a, you know, I saw they weren't in here, and then, like, I looked around and they were talking outside, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do something.
All right. So, you guys pack your things and head out of Waterdeep, and that'll be where we'll end tonight's session.
Dope.
So, sounds next session, travel to the pyramid. Should be fun.
Truly, we were the pyramid we made along the way.
I want to thank you guys so very much for listening to another episode of Moral Ambiguity. If you liked it, you can rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and any other podcast platform that lets you do that. Leave a review. If you leave a review, we may read it at the end of the show whenever we see it. You can follow us on Twitter at AmbiguousPod. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/AmbiguousPod. You can find us on YouTube, Moral Ambiguity Podcast. And I just reminded myself I need to upload the last episode of the podcast onto YouTube.
Oops. That would be a good idea.
Yeah. And as far as that goes, that's all I have to say. That's the end of the session.
And that's the way the cookie marbles.
Yes, absolutely. So, see you guys again in 2 weeks.
Later.
Goodbye.